So, I'm already beginning to answer my next question, which is, having identified the enemy, how are we going to destroy it? Well, the two things go together, really. Well, we're going to destroy it with a sword, of course. And don't forget that Manjugosha's sword is a versatile weapon. It's not only versatile, it's magic. It's a magic sword. And this magic sword can change in size and shape according to circumstances. So you needn't feel stuck with a long, narrow blade that feels rather unwieldy and heavy. There's a wrathful or angry form of Manjugosha. I won't say much about it, but this wrathful form has many pairs of arms. And in these many pairs of hands, you see all sorts of different kinds of weapon. So I take this as an image for the versatility of Manjugosha's sword. So how are we going to destroy the enemy? I want to call on two spiritual masters to help me to do this. And one of them is Buddhist. He is, or they are, the unknown authors of a scripture called the Flower Ornament Scripture. That's the first master I'm going to call on. And the other one is a Neoplatonist master. Neoplatonism being a form of Western philosophy. Don't worry about it. But one of the masters of Neoplatonist philosophy is called Plotinus. So he's the other master I'm going to invoke in the rest of my talk. So this is what the flower ornament has to say in a chapter called Entry into the Realm of Reality. Interesting. That's what we're doing. We're trying to enter into the realm of reality with a capital R. And the text says, it is like a scimitar, cutting off the head of affliction. It is like a sword blade, slashing through the armour of pride, conceit and ignorance. It is like a razor, slicing off compulsive propensities. It is like an axe, cutting through the tree of suffering. It is like a surgical probe, cleaning away the covering of the sheath of ignorance. So that's what it is like. It's like a scimitar, like a sword blade, like a probe. Actually, the repeated it in that passage is what in Buddhism is called the bodhicitta, the heart or mind of enlightenment, which arises in a mysterious, wonderful way when we've done the right kind of practice. But the use of Manjugosha's sword in our present context is very much to do with whatever prevents this arising of the enlightened mind. So the passage also lends itself to illustrating how versatile Manjugosha's sword is. At this stage of our spiritual development, the bodhicitta, the mind of enlightenment, doesn't operate spontaneously. So we have to, as it were, invoke our higher nature, the bodhicitta deep within us, in order to take up the sword against our lower nature. And the instrument of the higher nature is the sword of Manjugosha. And it's not just a matter of thrusting, as in sword play with rapiers. The first action is this. In the text it says, it is like a scimitar cutting off the head of affliction. You know, a scimitar is a broad, long, curved blade, you know, very sharp. So what we're talking about here is decapitation. Is there anything afflicting you that you can dispense with swiftly? By slashing off its head, clean and quick, and afterwards it'll never bother you again. Can you think of an example in your spiritual lives where you could do this? I can think of one example. And that example is resentment. You know, resentment. Resentment is stale anger. which you constantly regurgitate and indulge in, maybe for hours on end. It's a horrible affliction. It's an insidious enemy that's terribly incapacitating. Wow, we've got a slogan there, haven't we? Incapacitate, decapitate. Way! Like that. In his first soliloquy, Hamlet, in the play, Shakespeare's play Hamlet, he's talking about his mother's lust for Claudius. And he says, why? She would hang on him as if increase of appetite had grown by what it fed on. What an image, eh? Resentments like that. If we indulge in it, it gets bigger. It grows by what it feeds on. So the only thing is to cut off the beast's head with Manjugosha's sword as scimitar. Otherwise, it just keeps coming back and growing. Of course, I agree, the metaphor does have its limitations, because we know that in our experience of resentment, it does keep coming back. But the thing is not to indulge it. You decapitate it every time, as soon as it appears. You cut it off at source. The sword of Manjugosha is always active, cutting off every sprout of dukkha. You grasp the sword. That's a quotation. Cutting off every sprout of dukkha, you grasp the sword. Dukkha is suffering. It's a line from a devotional verse in honour of Manjugosha. So you cut off the sprout so that it can't grow into the full-blooded monster.